Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme. Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event. Hello to all our dear listeners. This is your spokesman with a plan, Clarence Cloverleaf, coming to you after somewhat of an absent spell, as since December of 2018, I've been sailing around the world. From Italy to Canada, I've been making my way across this beautiful land of ours, searching for new meaning to an older existence. I'm happy to say I'm back now, and here to let you in on some stuff going on as of late. In mid-2018, the Cloverleaf Radio Network expanded to include our friends Josh and Ariana over at Night Moves Radio. It's been a splendid partnership, and Jimmy, Jane, and I are happy to welcome them to the family. They also brought along Soul Stories, which features inspiring poetry, read by the author herself, Ariana Cherry. We've been brought onto many new networks, including Anchor, the ASY podcasting network, WordPress, Podbean, even iHeartRadio. We've also started a fresh new YouTube page, as well as updating our Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, and expanding our network to new segments, more radio reunions, all news guests, and so much more. Also, the Cloverleaf Radio Network, Jimmy, Ariana, and Josh, will be appearing upcoming at two conventions, SilCon and Dark History Con. SilCon will be held September 6th and 7th, 2019, at Cross County Mall in Mattoon, Illinois, while Dark History Con will be held October 26th and 27th, 2019, at the City Center Performance Venue in Champaign, Illinois. Be sure and check out the newest guest appearances, as well as find out about up-to-date ticket information by visiting www.silcon.com or www.dhhcon.com. Although, please note, SilCon is a free event. Thank you, everyone, for continuing to follow and support us for 11 years. This is Clarence Cloverleaf saying, good day to you.
All righty, we're back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm the host of those, Jimmy Falcon. And today we are joined by a man of many talents, YouTube personality, lo-fi musician, director, actor, and probably some stuff we don't know about yet. Weird Paul Petroski. How's it going, Paul?
Hey, it's Weird Paul. It's great to be here.
How are you, man?
Just fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. I guess I'm curious, first off, you have retained your teenage looks, I guess I should say, for all these years. What's your secret? You still look like you're less than 20, and I look like I'm 50, so...
Well, I don't know. I didn't do anything specific to try to make this happen. I know that my mother has always looked young for her age, so maybe it's in the family gene pool. But, you know, it helps to think young. That helps you to look young, I think. And I don't try to make myself older than I am. You know, I still feel young, and I dress like I'm a young person, and I don't try to make myself be older than I am. And, I've never smoked anything in my life. I drink very little. I think that those are things maybe that can contribute to that as well. So there you go.
Well, and having a young soul, like, you know, a younger soul mentioned, that has to have something to do with it as well. If you stay young inside and in your head and your heart, then it shows on the outside.
I agree.
But going way back to 1984, which was before I was on this lovely earth, you started writing and recording your music and doing these songs and parodies.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you were influenced by Weird Al. I saw you attended one of his concerts. But where did you get your main influences for doing this stuff? Because you were doing things that people now do like it's a thing that everybody has done for years, but you were one of the first.
I was doing content like you see on YouTube back in the 80s, long before that existed. I was making the kind of content that is all over the internet now. And, I wanted a video camera really bad, and I felt like my parents were indicating they might get one, and they finally did, and they didn't want me to use it. They didn't want me to touch it, but I grabbed it immediately because I felt like that was the most important thing I needed to do with my life was to use that camera. And I'd already been using a cassette recorder, so I was already talking into the cassette recorder and talking about what I was doing every day and that kind of thing. So I just adapted it over to doing that in front of a video camera and talk about my life, showing my McDonald's breakfast, reviewing that, you know, unboxing things, playing through a video game and filming it. So these are all just things that I was just showing my life, showing what I was doing. And now everyone's doing it. But back then, it wasn't. I couldn't get anyone to watch it back then. It was boring to people. Now they call it entertainment.
It's interesting how things happen. I think what you do as a kid and the dreams you've had the longest always shine through. I remember having a cassette recorder, like you mentioned, except doing goofy voices and acting like I was on the radio and stuff. So maybe I thought even at a young age I would be using my voice to annoy the crap out of people.
See?
So it works.
Yeah. I agree. It's perfect.
And having written or co-written over 700 songs and appearing on over 50 released albums, possibly more, I don't know how great this Wikipedia is. It could have been edited by...
It's a little old. It's more like 800 songs now, but, you know.
Well, out of all that you have done, would you say you had a personal favorite? I personally like I Got Drunk at Chuck E. Cheese.
That's definitely one of my favorites. That one and probably Peanut Butter Recall. I heard a somewhat famous musician say once that he had written, 1,000 songs or something. And he said, if you've written 1,000 songs, there's at least 2 good ones. And so I believe that's true. I think that I've written that many songs. There's at least 2 really good songs in there, like classics. Those could be the 2.
Well, that's awesome. I think I remember somewhere that Steve Allen said he wrote like 4,000 songs or something like that.
Wow.
So it's pretty amazing that, like you said, you can put out enough content and there's got to be some good stuff in there somewhere. I think a lot of it's great.
Well, thank you. You just keep trying things and see what works.
Absolutely. And being from Pennsylvania, that has to be pretty interesting because in Illinois, we have a lot of Amish in my area. I know Pennsylvania is also known for that, but it also has the big skyscrapers and stuff. So what's Pennsylvania been like for you and your experiences with your work?
I always kind of gravitate towards the same thing when I talk about living specifically here in Pittsburgh, is that it's really a sports town. And we have the Pittsburgh Pirates, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers, we have the Pittsburgh Penguins. Big teams win a lot of games. And most of the populace here of the town where I live is really into sports. That's the thing. And this continues all year. One season ends, the next one starts. They get ready for the next one. And so it's a lot of times, for instance, don't try to perform a concert or anywhere on a game night anywhere. There's not going to be anybody there. It's just not going to happen. And I even have had shows. My show was supposed to start when like the Penguins game ended, for instance, but the Penguins game went into overtime and then they told me I couldn't start playing yet because we had to wait until the game ended. So sports take precedence here over other things. I'm not really much of a sports fan myself, so it might not be the best place for me. I don't know, but I've made the best of it.
Maybe that's what you have to do. I don't think anybody, well, not if you're born in California or Florida, you're in a pretty decent spot. But a lot of people find it hard to fit in. where they're from. I don't know if it's because, you know, people have, like, I was growing up, I got bullied a lot. Maybe stuff like that can carry over, but I think you have to try to take what's in your area and make it work for you.
Yeah, and I think it's better even, you know, if you can, when I was younger, there was no way to get your name out into the world very easily or branch out. And that's why I feel like I'm living in a very special time. You know, the internet has come along, and now I have a place for all this content that I made pre-internet, and I can get it seen everywhere. And so I'm actually becoming more popular in other parts of the country or even maybe other parts of the world than I am here where I live.
Yeah, that's a good point. The internet does carry so much farther, even to places I know I'm never going to see. And I've heard that they can access the internet up in space, in the space station. So that's also a pretty cool concept to think that they're watching YouTube or listening to podcasts or documentaries up way up there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I guess going back, you mentioned your parents buying the camera. I don't think kids these days especially don't realize how big and bulky cameras were even up until, you know, the early 90s when I remember my first times on home video. They were bulky and they had the cords and it was really interesting. But then at the same time, especially now, using that kind of stuff seems to bring you back to a different time. So what are your opinions on that? You know, how much has changed, especially in the ways of video cameras?
Well, sure. I mean, everybody now has a video camera in their pocket for the most part, and that's – we would never have been able to accept that that was going to be a reality back when I was a kid. I mean, that's – even maybe in our lifetime we wouldn't have expected that to happen. So – The reality of the situation was you had to carry a VCR with you, whether the VCR was built into the camera itself or it was a separate part that you had to carry on your shoulder on a strap. There had to be a way to play the tape into the camera. So you're basically carrying this whole motorized machine around with you. It was very heavy, and it was not always easy to move around with it. And once it became smaller, when they made smaller tapes and everything in the 90s, you know, it was a lot better. But it certainly appeals to people in a different way now to see that, because it has a very distinct, separate look than what digital content looks like. And I have people all the time, young people who are, you know, still teenagers, and they said, this really makes me feel nostalgic watching this. And these aren't my memories, but for some reason I feel like I am remembering this. And I think it's because of the analog tape, you know. That's just the feeling that you get from watching it.
Absolutely. I love the parody YouTube episodes that you were a part of, like the Snapchat in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Over in the 80s. Those are really hilarious. And I think, you know, like you said, it takes you back to – it brings up great memories of a time that we sadly are no longer in.
Yeah, it's sad, but time keeps moving, and I've talked to some people that say, you know, I love the 80s, and I miss them, and I really can't stand the world like it is now, and don't you feel that way? And the truth is, I don't really feel that way. I'm trying to embrace everything new that comes along and be a part of what's going on and being a part of what the world's like now in the new culture, because I'm going to make a difference in that by doing what I do and doing it the way I do it. I'm going to show people that this still exists, but I can't do that if I remove myself completely from what's going on now and how things are. I have to become part of it somehow. And so I think that's important. I think it's important to, you know, not just say, I'm going to keep away from everything. You have to accept that times have changed and you can still be yourself anyway.
Right. You do make a great point. I guess I just figured that these days a lot of stuff's coming at you. Just kind of maybe got to filter out certain things, keep, you know, stuff you've learned in your past and make that plus what's going on now work for you in the future.
Well, that's certainly true. I mean, There there is so much there now. I mean, compared to when we were younger, especially when I was real young, you had a few TV stations to choose from. Now you have an unlimited amount of stuff to choose from everywhere. You're surrounded by it. And so you do have to filter it, as you said. You have to figure out what to ignore, because there is a lot of it that needs to be ignored.
Absolutely. And I guess wrapping up, I know you have some shows coming up with your band, and you're still performing and writing and recording. So I always like to ask what the future holds, and feel free to plug your upcoming shows.
Well, thank you. Well, I just released a new album in July called Lit AF. I'm really excited about that, so I'm still doing a lot of promotion for that and just made a new music video and playing a lot of shows to promote that. And I am going to be doing some shows out in California in September in Sacramento and San Francisco. And then I'm doing a little Midwest tour in November, late November. I'll be all around the Midwest, most of the big cities. And I also have a streaming show that is starting up right now. It's on a streaming platform called Breaker, and it's called The Weird Paul Variety Show, and episode one is up now, and we're just going to see how that goes, and hopefully there'll be a lot more episodes coming up.
Well, I hope that you get around to Illinois, because I think it would be a great concert to see. You have a lot of great stuff coming up, it sounds like, and I appreciate you giving me some time today, because I know how busy you are. So thanks a lot, Weird Paul. It's great talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great night. Thanks again.
You too. Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, guys. If you just happen to join us, you can go back about 10 minutes after the show ends to the archive, download this episode and listen to it, because it was really awesome of Weird Paul to stop by, call in, why call him, you know what I mean, to come onto the show, technically stop by, but it was really nice talking to him, and I think you should check out the archive if you missed any of it. We also have some great shows coming up August 26th at 1 p.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. We welcome the return of actress, dialect coach Eliza Schneider, of course, best known for her work on South Park, portraying many of the lead female characters from 1999 to 2003. She also had recurring roles on Final Fantasy, Lego, and Pirates of the Caribbean video game series. August 28th, we welcome, rescheduled from about a week ago, author C.L. Parks returning to the show. She's going to be at this year's SoCon, which I'm going to let you guys know the dates in just a moment. August 29th, we just booked actor and stuntman Bob Elmore, a.k.a. Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. Going to be really nice talking to him ahead of his appearance at this year's Dark History and HorrorCon. He also did a lot of stuntman work and acted in some other movies, including Pirates of the Caribbean and World's End, The Usual Suspects. The Usual... La, la, la. That's not even a hard word to say. The Usual Suspects. I really jumbled that one up. Holy crikey. And Rocky and Bullwinkle, which is just a very hilarious movie. I got to throw in Bullwinkle. September 4th, we welcome back actor Jose Santiago Jr. He is going to be discussing his new film, Joanna. I also believe he may be at this year's DHHC. I can't confirm nor deny. I feel like a rep. I cannot confirm nor deny my client will be at this said convention, but rumor mill is flying high, so it'd be great to see him again. Very talented actor. Chicago Fire and Chicago PD were a couple of things he was on, of course, Sinister 2 and Squatters being a couple other ones. September 9th, filmmaker, makeup artist, and actress, and I'm sure I'm going to butcher her name because she sent me the correct pronunciation like a week ago and I already forgot it. Athena Pachelica. Oh, I knew I messed it up. That is not how you say it at all. Prychodko. Google her and check her out. Very talented. She makes her own movies, and she also works around the Midwest with numerous directors. And she's one of the hardest working women in independent film. So I feel bad for butchering her last name, but I will be repeating it over and over as I listen to that clip of her saying it, so I don't butcher it for our upcoming interview on September 9th. Don't forget the 2019 SoCon, September 6th and 7th at the Cross County Mall in Mattoon, Illinois. SoCon.com for more information. We have some great guests going to be coming and also returning. One of the stars of the Fast and Furious is going to be there. You can't miss it. 2019 Star Kitchen and Horror Con, October 26th and 27th, 2019 at City Center in Champaign, Illinois, dhhcon.com. The dogs are going crazy. It's 5:53. It's time to end the show. Thank you guys so very much for joining us, and big thanks again to Weird Paul for joining the show and giving us 15 minutes of a great interview. Thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, I really mean it. I don't just say it for a wonderful little quote. I appreciate all the support you guys have given me over the past 11 years, and I thank you for continuing to support us, and I can't wait to show you more great things from our JIA podcasting network. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great night.